tucked in a field corner out of the wind's blare, my shy green wilding. While frenzied trees pounce and ripple on the mad piano air, she stands, swaying gently, sheltered by a huge oak, bursting soft green fingertips and a great, tangled, jazzy-shadowed yew. As sunlight falls on brief blossom, it skips into my mind with ripples from another time, when I first met my green wilding. Back then, a slip of a thing, just finding her feet in the sandy loam, where I made my den for the view and for sweet refuge lurking. Green mounds upon green. Field becomes meadow. I watch green apples form as buzzards mew. Lying in flattened grasses like the fallow, her live limbs my shelter and delight. The round sun tumbles down through golden leaves. Apples small and drained of green in the moonlight. Badgers investigate. Sweeter these than fox whelp, haglow crab or forest stire. Standing in a corner of the white field, not so sheltered now, my green wilding. The great oak is down that was your shield. My bed lies cold and bare in the morning.